from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's Jeremy White.
I think everybody knows someone that does this, or
I think I know what you're about to say. And
wears shorts every single day, no matter what.
Yes.
And Joe DiBiase.
Everybody knows someone that does this. They wear shorts 365.
Hypothermia? We're like hypospermia.
Listen, if none of my friends are going to do it, I'm going to be the guy that wears shorts all the time.
I don't fear the cold. The cold fears me.
All situations, except like weddings. You know, at that point, lean into it.
You just got a pair of shorts.
You get to the wedding, the bride. What's going on with your buddy there? Oh, he's a shorts everyday guy.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on Western New York Sports Giant, WGR Sports Radio 550.
All right, shorts report. I'm in shorts.
On. Shorts on.
I guess I'm the odd man out
today. Pants.
Pants.
It was 50 degrees when I woke up.
I know.
Yeah, we did close our windows last night.
I saw, and I'm sure this phrase has been used before, but one of the first things I saw this morning, Pat Hammer, Channel 2, friend of the show. Good morning, Mr. Hammer, if you're listening. That today has a chance for the record low high.
What?
A record low,
low high
today.
Like it'll be the biggest disparity between the low and the high, or the biggest difference between the low and the high?
No, that the highest temperature
of
the day could be the lowest in the history.
Okay, I see. Yeah.
So if it was 52 as the high, that would be the low high. It wouldn't be the low.
The low high.
But the better chance of a record low maximum. Yesterday's temperature was 69.
Okay.
But today, record low maximum temperature today.
Okay.
Could happen.
Very fall-like weather, I must say.
Let me tell you. I'm looking at the record, at the high forecast, like 67.
Yeah.
But yeah, through the day, it's in the 50s. Last night, we went for a walk last night. Family walk.
Yeah.
And I put on not just a hoodie.
Yeah.
Not just one of those.
Uh-huh.
But I put on a hoodie.
Thick, like the
warm.
Cotton hoodie.
Soft.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cozy fire. Campfire.
Not your thin like golf hoodie material, whatever.
Not a QZ.
Yeah.
I mean, I put on a hoodie.
Yeah.
And boy, it felt great.
So I went on a boat last night. We did not. I guess we stuck with it. It was worth it.
You wore a parka?
We had. There were a couple of the girls were wearing parkas. We didn't do anything crazy. Like, not on the open water because it would have been freezing. We just little cruise up the canal. And I had, like, same as you, pants on, hoodie, and then the windbreaker or, like, spring jacket over the sweatshirt on top of everything. And it felt like fall. And it felt like I should be getting ready to be mad about the Sabres losing to the Devils 5-2 that night. That's how, and the Bills are in like week six of their season. Like, yeah. It felt like I was in the middle of October. It was great. Glorious.
It is. Listen, it's nice. Yeah, so the record for today, the record low.
The low high?
Something.
The high low.
No.
The low high. It was the low high.
Yeah, we usually talk low lows and high highs. The other ones are. So the highest daytime temp was 65 in 1940. That's the lowest high of this day.
65.
And today the forecast is 65.
All right.
So.
Are we battling it out over decimal points to see if it's the record?
Maybe. Let's get Gene Steratore. Gene, could you take a look at the thermometer, please, and let us know what it says? So anyway, good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Mid-October-like.
Yes.
Love it. It's football weather. I'm getting my fantasy drafts on the board.
Nice.
I woke up to a trade. You think that's ever happened in the NFL?
Immediately you say I woke up to a trade, and I'm immediately wondering, is it in any of the leagues that I'm in with you?
No.
I think
it's
only one or
two. It's not. It's not.
Okay. All right.
I wonder how much – one of my favorite things to do is talk about how fantasy football trades and dynasty is not that different from actual football trades, where you're just – texting people and saying, like, what do you think about this? And what do you think about this? The difference is we don't hold press conferences and talk about the process that we got there.
Yeah. We also don't have to tell the person they've been traded.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
That helps.
Like, I don't have to tell you today that I've been seeking Gus Edwards since I scouted him in college, which is what an NFL GM would do if he traded for Gus Edwards today.
Right.
But, you know, I had a couple of trades out there in the Dynasty verse with the guys on my street and woke up to trade accepted. So, all right.
Nice.
Good to go. Does Brandon Bean ever do that? Hey, give me a call in the morning if you like it, or fire the email. Wakes up, opens the email.
There it is.
Oh, we got Diggs.
Does he have a system where he just can hit the accept button?
Yeah, the NFL should have that. They have to make a call. How come that's not modernized to just make it a website? Click yes.
They still have to fax a piece of paper in that says the trade is done?
Yeah. In the NHL,
shouldn't there be a website?
The famous trade call in the NHL?
Yeah. Shouldn't there be a website that everybody has access to that can see it?
Yeah.
Like, hey, the Bills just made a trade. It's an automated Twitter account, too, that's connected to social media where, like, the second Bean hits the accept button on his trade, like, this goes quicker than Schefter and Rappaport. Just boom, there's NFL trade bot, like the official NFL trade bot with Bills have traded blank second round pick to San Francisco for Brandon Ayuk. And there it is, before anyone else learns about it.
I like it.
It'd be great.
I'm into it. Hey, they might need a receiver. Injuries.
They'll need somebody. It's growing. A growing list.
You don't want to say...
They have a quarterback, though, now.
They have a quarterback. On the preseason, is this the worst preseason ever? Let's debate it. Let me give you one case for it, okay?
Okay.
One case for it is, aren't they upset they have to waste their time with this third game?
It feels like even their actions are telling you they don't want to play it.
They got to spin up Ben DiNucci to hand the ball off 60 times?
Yep.
How many passes will there be in this game? What will the over-under be in this game?
Ooh.
21? Will Ben DiNucci be allowed to throw a pass?
He went in at the 2-minute warning of the second quarter. On this past Saturday, do you know how many passes he attempted in the last game?
Was it two?
It was five.
Five. Okay.
In more than two quarters, including a 2-minute drill where you would expect, I think, that there would be passing situations.
Listen.
He had five.
If I'm Ben DiNucci, I'm doing one thing this week. I'm getting the guys together, and I'm saying we're audibling and we're calling passes on every play.
We're going to let it fly.
We're going to let it rip.
They're not going to be ready for
Listen to me, KJ Hamler, Tyrell Shavers. Like, if you want to make this team, you got to catch balls. I'm throwing them.
I mean, if you're Ben DiNucci, isn't this your last chance to really make it in the NFL?
If you have a chance.
Don't you want to let it loose? Rip it down the field a little bit? Show off? You've been playing quarterback your whole life, building up for this moment. Come on, Ben.
Well, he actually has played in the NFL.
He played one game.
I mean, that's the moment.
He got into a game. But that was 4 years ago. Like, this is it. Right. This is the last ride.
The Bills have also added Anthony Brown at quarterback. He has played in two games in his NFL career. Started one for Baltimore. 22 for 49. 300 yards. How about that for a Bills drought stat? How about that? Remember living the life of all the quarterbacks that threw for 300 yards? Anthony Brown threw for 300 yards. He had two games. One started.
Okay.
Maybe there was over the course. I got to look for a game log. It's odd when you find someone's stat line and it says 300 yards in one game, but he did not throw for – did he throw for 300? No, sorry, 286.
I mean, still.
He's for 280.
It's pretty good.
Anthony Brown, in his lone NFL start, threw for more yards than 97% of the Bills' drought quarterbacks.
All right.
286, no touchdowns, two picks.
Well, despite that, I'm not worried enough to not place this current wager on the under 31.5 points for Saturday's game against the Panthers.
That's where we're at?
31.5.
Okay.
Feels like a lock. Come on, how many points are the Bills going to score? Are they going to go the whole preseason without scoring a touchdown? That is not, by the way, the reason I would say it would be the worst preseason of all time.
I'm going to want to slot in two Joe Andreessen defensive scores. That's possible.
Yep.
Man, the injuries are tough. Okay, so the full injury rundown. Giving you a full rundown, there's a couple of names you might not even know. These guys or some players are improving. But the news from yesterday, Trubisky, weeks. MVS, weeks. Quentin Morris, weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Who's that good news for on the roster? For Trubisky, it's clearly good news for either Ben DiNucci or Anthony Brown.
Mm-hmm.
For MVS, that's probably good news for Shavers.
Good for Shavers and maybe... Well, no, that's good for Shavers.
Demir Bird and Deion Kane.
Tall guy outside. I think Shavers is the guy I think of.
For Quentin Morris, it's probably good news for Zach Davidson, who has a shot to make this team.
Sal's been on Davidson really since the start of camp.
Yep.
So he led them in receiving last week with one catch for 27 yards.
Yeah. We'll talk with Sal at 7 o'clock. Damar Hamlin, week to week with a hamstring issue. The Bills have no safeties.
That's not good for anybody.
They have Taylor Rapp and nobody else.
Yeah.
Baylen Spector, week to week. Curtis Samuel, turf toe.
We talked about yesterday, we were together when we saw that, like, who is that good for? Who else does the Samuel plays, the Samuel stuff? Is Hamler the closest you get? KJ Hamler? Andy Isabella? They don't have another guy like Curtis Samuel. Few teams, I guess, have a guy like that that could play every position, line up in the backfield, jet sweep stuff. I guess Hamler that's good for to begin the year. PFF loved Hamler on Saturday. He was like one of their highest graded guys. So maybe I guess he's the name at this point.
I guess,
but you're thin.
You're
no MVS, no Curtis Samuel. I mean, it's not even a competition, right? Like, if that's your injury list going into week one, then you've got three wide receivers you probably feel, I don't want to say even trustworthy, just is there any competition? It's Hollins, Coleman, and Shakir, not necessarily in that order.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's it.
Shavers is playing in week one, I think, after those three. Or, like I said, if they want to do some of the Samuel plays with, like, Hamler, then I guess you're at a guy that we went into camp thinking wasn't going to make the roster.
Starting.
A guy that you did not list as one of your six going into training camp.
Despite being a big fan.
Is playing.
Yeah.
Not just making the team, but probably playing snaps against the Cardinals.
Yeah, the injuries. I mean, the receiver position might not even be your greatest concern for the injuries.
Keys, by the way, is another injured receiver that was a little further down that list.
I'd be more concerned about safety. At safety, they have problems. I mean,
there's no one left.
Mike Edwards, Cole Bishop, these guys are getting, they're making progress. Sal's got a full rundown at the website, not just of the injured guys, but of their progress. And on Cole Bishop and Mike Edwards, here's what he writes as the update. For Mike Edwards, he's missed all the way back to minicamp. He's been out multiple weeks. He will take part in a walkthrough and individual work this week. And the same is true of Cole Bishop.
Okay.
So those two are at least getting closer. And if we're being... looking at the season, it is still multiple weeks away. If you're going to miss 3 weeks, that puts you just behind the opener. Worth pointing out, the Bills do play 2 games in 4 days, 5 days. They play week one on the 8th, and then they play Miami on the 12th.
Mm-hmm.
So for anybody trying to come back from an injury that's week to week, like think about a Curtis Samuel here.
Yeah.
Who is...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Week to week.
Isn't turf toe one of those nagging injuries,
it
too?
It is. I don't know if we're going to get into a spot where Gabe Davis's entire season was written off because he had an ankle injury.
That's right? Going to be Samuel.
That happened with Davis where, I mean, who even knows? Well, he wasn't the same guy. Next year, he'll be a different player because his ankle won't be hurt. I don't know if people are going to build that in for Samuel, but yeah, turf toe is generally said to be the kind of thing that lingers.
Right.
So, okay, he's battling that. It's just... it's obviously not ideal. A lot of teams battle injuries. A lot of teams deal with a lot of things. But this is a long list for a preseason.
Yeah. It's safety. Are we going to inevitably get a bunch of Micah Hyde questions over the next week, by the way?
How do you not
get the questions?
Well, Edwards and Bishop making their progress. I mean, are they tracking toward the opener? They probably could, right? They're both going to participate in individual drills and take part in walkthroughs.
Yep.
Saw it.
Because if not, you're at D. Delaney, Kendall Williamson, and Kareem Jackson. That's where you're at.
Yeah.
Guys that you've maybe just been hearing about for the first time as I just read those names off. Some of them. Like, they're just, safety is, it's tough if Bishop or Edwards can't get back. Remember last year, you know, it can go well too. Bernard missed all of basically training camp in the preseason last year. And I remember it being almost surprising that they just said, after all of that, yeah, we're just going to throw him in there. He's going to start. Without all the, like, Dodson's been playing in, we've been having this battle, and we're just going to throw Bernard in there, and it was fine the whole time. And could they do that with Edwards or Bishop? Just, hey, we're pretty injured there, and they really haven't had much of an offseason, but yeah, we're just going to throw him in, because that's where we're at. Like, we just kind of have to do it. I wonder if that's where we end up. That's safety. Receiver, I don't even know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Pray that one of your small, fast guys can give you anything.
It's probably a year where people would point to the depth being a concern going in, and your depth, you know, what's the famous line? Your depth's great to have until you have to use it. And here they are. It's, you know, weeks before the opener, and they're already digging into their depth.
Hey, if you've been holding out hope for that the Justin Shorter breakout, though, man, now's the time.
Now is the time.
Let's see some signs that there's a player in there.
Well, that gets back to, I mean, trust me, I've called the preseason a waste of time plenty. But this time, aren't the Bills pretty much telling everybody that this is a waste of their time? They have to host this game.
Yeah,
Kids Day. And no starters will play, so maybe those guys will go sign autographs.
Yep.
That'll be nice. But I got Joe Brady spending, what, 1 minute on this game? That's too much. Give it to an assistant. Start getting ready for it. Seriously. Start getting ready for Arizona. Start scouting Arizona. Start scouting Miami. They've got two games, and not that you're going to scout them because there's no games on tape for this year, but start building things for, I'm sure they have, for Arizona and Miami now, and a minute spent on Carolina is a minute wasted. Is it not?
I doubt they're spending any real resources on Carolina, right? Well, they're not game planning. They're not doing any of that. So isn't any work they're doing this week just installing or practicing their real offense with whoever is available, and then, oh, we're just going to show up and play Carolina, kind of, on Saturday, where our third-string quarterback, that you probably hope isn't even really their backup quarterback,
yeah,
is going to just hand the ball off. They're not going to spend a lot of time on it, right?
No, the rushing attempt numbers are going to be nuts.
And they, I mean, especially the way now the injury list is going. I mean, we know starters aren't playing. How far down does that reach? Because, like, we know Allen is a starter. I think we know Kincaid is a starter, the lineman. But, man, like, I'm even hesitant to say they should tap into their depth at all. Like, should Dorian Williams play on Saturday?
No.
Right?
No.
Should Kyrelum play on Saturday?
No.
Like, I don't play anybody that I think could be on the field for them in week one.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, outside of the kickers.
I guess you could play those safeties that I read off that, like, hey, if somebody needs to play, get a better look at them. But, again, you're holding out hope that Edwards or Bishops can kind of avoid that in the first place. So, yeah, I don't need to see anybody at all. Then it's tough because they have a lot of injuries in the depth pieces, too. I just mentioned that Lawrence Keyes receiver that's dealing with an injury, and you mentioned Quinton Morris is dealing with an injury. Like, they have backups that are injured, too. But you just got to, I guess, Zach Davidson play the whole game on Saturday.
One thing that might... All right, if I'm going to go down this road, they don't win the Super Bowl, okay? Like, in this scenario, they don't win the Super Bowl. It's truly a transitional year, like many might expect it to be.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that will soften that as, hey, the Bills, they got a wild card. The Jets won the division. They stayed healthy, amazingly. The Jets did, and the Bills didn't. One thing that would soften all that is if they're just banged up all year. If they don't have the depth and they're banged up and Allen plays and he puts out a Herculean effort and they get to 10-7 and finish in the wild card, it will be pretty easy to accept, well, you know, a bunch of injuries. Now they're going to make sure they get more depth. I don't know. Like this season, it's I always feel like it's July, it's August. It's not the time to say that you think the team is going to be having a down year. No one really wants to get too mad at them early on.
Mm-hmm.
And they've earned a lot of benefit of the doubt from the coach, the quarterback, to a lot of the key pieces that are still here. So I fully expect them to be a good team, be a competitive team. But between their lack of depth, now the injuries that are piling up, not to really any big pieces other than Milano. Right? Milano's the big
Milano's
one.
Milano's the big one.
The second biggest one is...
I feel like right now it's Samuel.
Okay, but he's you know, week to week.
Week to week.
He might be back for the opener. So I've got one really big injury. Then I'm at the safety position, and then we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the feeling around this team is, whew, let's get to the regular season and let's see what this offense can be. Isn't this a year where we're just, I keep saying it, the best case scenario is Joe Brady is a witch.
Mm-hmm.
And if he is, they'll be fine.
How much of a witch can you be, though, if you don't have
right. You
the guys you were planning on
and you don't have the depth to do it?
Yeah, like,
and the fact the point on their depth is like, well, who's MVS? They'll just go to the next man up. Like,
yeah.
The next man up, maybe they planned on that being Claypool. They worked out Corey Davis. Like, they clearly don't feel great about their options behind MVS or behind even Mac Hollins.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the depth to try work with is just. It clearly looks like a challenge.
Yeah, like I'm reminded of, remember the Dolphins at the end of last year when, even think of week 18 against the Bills. Mike McDaniel, who I think is one of the best play callers in the league, who did he have at his disposal? Because Tyreek Hill was banged up by the end of the year and Waddle been banged up all year.
Yeah.
Who was on the field for them in that week 18 game against the Bills? Who was the final target to? It was to Chase Claypool.
Oh.
And they were throwing the ball to River Craycraft, who's still out here, by the way, catching touchdowns for them in the preseason.
He's hurt now.
Is he hurt?
Yeah,
okay.
He got hurt.
But they were at the... Robbie... What are we calling him now?
Robbie Chosen Anderson.
He was out there catching passes. Like, Miami has, I think, one of the best coordinators in the league, and their offense started to falter a little bit at the end of last year, and some of that could be attributed to, well, he's a witch, but what's he supposed to do when you're down to receiver number 5 is out there playing? And... Well, to Brady, to the point on Brady, though, like, he's not at receiver number 5 because he's still got, I mean, 3 guys that would have been thought of as starters or regular contributors that are healthy. You know, like Coleman, Shakir, and Hollins. I mean, and maybe Samuel, maybe he's playing more limited week 1. Like, that's not that far off. of what he would have had at his disposal week one. It's just, it's Samuel and how much he can give them and how unique his role was going to be is the real mystery that I'm wondering about. And now I don't know if we're going to have an answer to it. Like, well, we know if he's limited, maybe he's even active, but if he's limited, are we going to have a good idea of what his role was really going to be week one? Are they going to run it to him in the backfield if he's trying to come back from turf toe?
It's a good question.
I don't like how much will they want his, how big will they want his role to be? How unique will they want his role to be if he's not 100% healthy?
Yeah, will they manage him?
Right.
Yeah.
And you don't really have anybody else to play those types of snaps. Maybe Shakir.
Shakir can't do everything.
I know, but like, that's where I'm at. I feel like he kind of has to do everything.
Yeah. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550 is our phone number if you want to get in touch with us. Fantasy football marathon on ESPN this morning. No comment on my Gus
Edwards. All day, I think, actually.
On my Gus Edwards acquisition. How do you like it?
What'd you give up for Gus Edwards?
I gave up Michael.
No one's excited to get Gus. I should be excited to see a Gus Edwards trade.
I gave up Michael Wilson, wide receiver in Arizona, second receiver, year two.
Don't you like him?
I have Marvin Harrison Jr. in the same league.
Oh, okay.
I don't need them both.
Yeah, you don't need that. You don't
but
need
Gus
both.
Edwards and the Chargers, I mean, they're going to run the ball effectively.
They might they are.
They might not pass to running backs. Might not be great for PPR leagues, but whatever.
Get some touchdowns.
I needed a little more depth at running back.
All right.
I flipped my depth, as
I mean,
they say.
He is their starting running back. There's a rookie that some people like, though. They're Kamani Vidal, I think his name is.
Yep.
So just keep. He's like a day three guy, though, so just keep an eye on him. Also, remember earlier in camp, Jarrett Patterson was getting first-team reps, so the competition shouldn't be that bad for Edwards to win.
They also have J.K. Dobbins.
And they have... I thought he was really good at one point in time, but isn't that dude got to be shot?
Injuries have been a problem, but he's been a great explosive runner. And
yeah.
An explosive runner in this Harbaugh offense. Like, we'll see.
You give me the starting running back, though, in a Greg Roman offense, and usually that's going to go pretty well, I think.
He is listed as the starter on the depth chart. I don't know if he'll land there. He'll
All
finish
right.
there.
All yeah, right. I like
803-0550. When we get back, we've got a bunch of stuff to get to. Tua's comments on Brian Flores versus Mike McDaniel.
Yep.
I mean, that does a lot of damage to Brian Flores. He'll never be a head coach again. With all the things that you would say, that'll just never happen.
He's speaking today, by the way.
Flores
is.
Oh,
yeah.
All right, good luck. Bill Barnwell has his five teams most ready for improvement this year. Who are the five teams that are going
to
tick way up in the standings or whatever? Just be better teams than they were last year. There's one answer that is quite fun.
Okay.
Maybe fun's the wrong word. So we'll get to that as well. Sal at 7, Evan Lazar on the Patriots at 8:30. As we take you through this fall-like, chilly? Not brisk.
Crispy.
I'll go with it might be
crispy.
What's the humidity? It might be crispy.
I think it's crispy out.
Okay. Crispy. Yeah. It's a crispy morning. It's chilly. I wore shorts, but I also did wear a jacket. So for whatever that's worth, there you go. There's the clothing report on going outside. I did not turn the heat on in my car, though, because it's nice out.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
It's nice enough. Jeremy and Joe, I'm going to get you those five teams and one that is perhaps a surprise to see on this list. The five teams ready to improve, ready to win more games than they did last year. 803-0550 to join us on the injuries, on the preseason, on what on earth Saturday's game could look like with backups and just run them for the bus. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.